Study, nearly 1 million migrant children could enter U.S. before 2020 election. By John Binder on April 17, 2019. Nearly 1 million migrant children could enter the United States, either unaccompanied or with their border-crossing parents, before the 2020 election if projected rates of illegal immigration pan out, new research finds. Current illegal immigration projections by Princeton Policy Advisors researcher Stephen Kopitz predicts that there could be about 1.28 million border apprehensions this calendar year, a rate of illegal immigration that would exceed every fiscal year of former Presidents George W. Bush and Obama. Kopitz finds that up to 300,000 migrant children could enter the country by the time school begins in September for most students under a scenario where illegal immigration continues at projected rates throughout the next year and a half. Assuming 80% of these migrant children enroll in school, the U.S. could be faced with absorbing 240,000 new migrant school students across the country and specifically states like California, New York, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, and New Jersey, this coming school year, alone. For the 2019-2020 school year, for instance, California would be forced to absorb about 50,000 new migrant students. Likewise, Texas would see an influx of about 36,000 migrant students. Fast forward to the beginning of the next school year, September 2020 to June 2021, and the U.S. could have nearly 1 million new migrant children in the country before the 2020 presidential election, about 800,000 of which could enroll in school systems, under the mass migration scenario. Should the situation not be resolved and asylum seeking continue at the pace we anticipate for the coming year, by September 2020, nearly 1 million asylum children could be in the U.S., arriving January 2019, August 2020, Kopitz writes. This translates to California's public school system having to take about 168,000 new migrant students at the beginning of next year's school year, while Florida would see an influx of about 59,000 and for New Jersey, an influx of about 36,000. Texas would see an influx of about 120,000 new migrant students. Skyrocketing illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border has not only strained public resources but could choke 4% wage hikes that President Trump has delivered to America's blue-collar and working class. Experts like former Secretary of State Chris Kobach have warned that if illegal immigration levels continue to rise over this year and throughout 2020, those wage hikes will be depleted by a saturated labor market with more cheap foreign workers competing against Americans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.